This is 7AD. Now, the Fairy Godmothers have their annual Christmas market. It's coming up this Sunday at Burnie High School at Cooee. If you're not aware, the Fairy Godmothers are a not-for-profit assisting particularly Northwest families, but others around the state who have children with disabilities, special needs and medical conditions. And they certainly do great work, and the fundraising helps them do their good work. So tell us more, Katrina Tabat. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Right, so you do this every year pretty much?
Yes. We've tried to have an annual market. Due to COVID, we've had to cut back on most of our other markets, but Christmas one usually is our biggest one of the year. So it'll be going at the Burnie High School gym from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock on Sunday. We've probably got about 45 stalls now.
Wow.
Big variety of stalls. Fashion, jewellery, handmade crafts, knitting, toys, clothing. There is something for everyone.
A lot of the stuff is handmade by locals, so chance to get something fairly unique for Christmas as a gift, I reckon.
That's right, yes, yep. And, of course, the Fairy Godmothers will be having their usual barbecue and hot food, plus also our cake stall. The CWA have come on board and helping us with the cake stall, so there will be some pretty scrummy food there. So, yeah.
All right. Now, have you got room for other people to join the market or what?
I have got outdoor stalls, definitely. Indoor stalls, I'm probably will be cutting off by tomorrow, but we have got a couple of small spaces available.
So anyone who wants to join in should just have a look at the Fairy Godmother's Facebook page and find some numbers there, I guess.
Yep. Send a message on Facebook and we'll get the information to them.
I mentioned at the start about the work you do helping out families with kids who are going through some issues, to say the least. How many families do you reckon you've helped this year?
This year, we've probably been limited a bit because the funds that we've actually raised money for have gone to buy purchasing a couple of vehicles.
Right,
A lot of families, once they have a wheelchair disabled child, they can't afford a reasonably new vehicle to have it adapted to wheelchair use.
Mm.
The NDIS will adapt it, but they won't help them with the vehicle. So because of the rules and regulations on the type of vehicles that they can adapt, it is often out of a lot of families' reaches. So we've been able to hand over, I think it was two vehicles this year. We've also hired out some of our, we've got some equipment, specialised equipment that we hire out and loan to different families. We've been able to actually get a lot of equipment out. And also we're now working on helping another few families with smaller things, more treatment that's not covered by any other source, and also some specialised equipment, wheelchairs, things like that. We're also working towards fundraising for the balance that we need for our playground. We've managed to secure $2.5 million to get the playground underway, but due to COVID and the restrictions on different items and the price increases, of course, it's gone way beyond our budget. So we're now looking at trying to raise at least another $500,000 to $800,000 to be able to get the playground to the completion that we want.
Just remind me, whereabouts is that playground?
That's currently being built at Anzac Park at Somerset, just near the Somerset Surf Life Saving Club. Yeah, hopefully to be open in the new year.
Fantastic. All right, well, the market on Sunday is a great fundraiser, so let's hope you get plenty there and spending their Christmas money.
Yep, gold coin donation to enter, which again will help us. All our people that are on our group are all volunteers. They actually volunteer their time for no remuneration at all.
Yeah.
We are looking for more volunteers, so if there is anyone out there that would like to join our either the committee or just volunteer their time, please contact us, because the more help we get, the more help we can get out to our community.
Very good. I hope you have a great market Sunday. I'm sure you will. It's well supported in the community, and long may it continue.
Thank you very much. Thank you.